Michel Bavet, born in 1700, was the son of a French woodturner. For some time he followed in his father's footsteps, but in the workshop he was quietly working on an instrument that was to bring him fame as a performer, the flute. The transverse flute was known at the time as the flute à l'amande, and it became increasingly popular in the 18th century, eventually eclipsing the recorder. Bavet was to follow a career in Paris. He ended up performing alongside virtuoso violinists at the time, and he played in the select orchestra of the Theatre de Petit Appartement, which was overseen by Madame de Pompadour. News of this talented flautist reached the future Frederick the Great, a keen flautist and a lover of all things French. He repeatedly offered Bavet positions at court, but Bavet declined, leaving the way free for Quance to take up the position. There's no shortage of praise from Bavet's contemporaries. His playing was said to resemble a fresh burst of sparkling light. He was known to be equally at home with pieces that were tender, voluptuous, or virtuosic. Despite his fame, it was noted that he was modest and kind, always willing to encourage other flautists. The surviving painting of Bavet shows something rather interesting. He played left-handed, holding the flute in the opposite direction to normal. It's quite possible that he either had the instrument made with this particular specification, or might have made it for himself. The composer Boismatier dedicated his Opus 91 Flute Sonatas to Bavet, writing in his preface that they are positive proof of their friendship. He goes on to write, "The ravishing sound by which Bavet penetrates our very senses are, for these pieces, the finest assurance of a public hearing." The flute part of these sonatas makes use of the full range of the flute, with scales, arpeggios, repeated notes, and long trills. The harpsichord, too, is demanding, and there's a possible influence of Scarlatti, some of whose works had been published in Paris at the time. Here's the first movement, Guillaumont, from the Third Flute and Harpsichord Sonata by Boismatier. It's played here by Claire Jumont and Luc Boisséjour. Thank you. To listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.